Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluick, and this is the morning news. A defense council will meet at the Élysée following yesterday's attack on the Champs-Élysées. This comes following the death of a policeman who was killed in a police van by gunshot. The suspect then attempted to flee the scene, injuring two other policemen before being shot himself. The attack has been claimed by Daesh. A suspect who was already familiar to police and who has already attacked police officers in the past. In 2001, wounding two officers during a pursuit in the Seine-et-Marne and shooting another officer before being arrested. The 39-year-old man from Seine-Saint-Denis was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment in the case. Since then, he had already been on the fichier S and, according to press reports released this morning, was already in custody for issuing threats against police officers 2 months ago. Police are currently examining whether he may have acted in consort with others. François Hollande has announced a national homage to the murdered policeman, which will be organized in the coming days. He has also promised absolute vigilance to secure the presidential and Sunday's election. It's naturally an event which upsets the end of this presidential campaign as we come within 48 hours of the first round. The candidates immediately condemned last night's attack from the plateau of France 2. François Fillon, Marine Le Pen, and Emmanuel Macron have decided to cancel their travel plans for today. The eight other candidates will continue their campaign stops, which will all end at midnight this evening. Up in flames, 700 hectares of forest were left in smoke yesterday in the Gironde as fires broke out in the north and south of Bordeaux. These are the largest forest fires in the southwest in 2 years. 200 firefighters were on hand last night, with two of them facing light injuries. And in football news, it wasn't easy, but Lyon qualified for the semi-finals of the Europa League last night. The Lyonnais imposed 7-6 against the Turks from Besiktas. They will know their opponent for the next round this afternoon. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Darcy Fluick for English Waves.